You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And it's not technically summer yet, but it sure does feel like it lately to many of us. Temps all the way up to 83 degrees at SeaTac earlier this week, and lots of wind on Tuesday as well. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, who reminded us last week that the temps, at least, are not totally out of the ordinary for May, and quite a blessing for many of us this Memorial Day weekend. Cliff, is it going to stay hot?
Yes, it'll be warm again. Temperatures getting up into the 80s before the weekend is over. It's going to be just a perfect weekend. There's just nothing to say bad about it. It's going to be dry. It'll be sunny. Let me start on Friday today. The temperatures are going to be up in the upper 70s. No chance of precipitation. And as we get into the weekend, a ridge of high pressure is going to build right over us. And ridges of high pressure bring sinking air, warming temperatures, no precipitation. So Saturday, temperatures probably get up into the low 80s. Then Sunday and Monday, you know, we could be in the mid-80s before it's over. And then after that, maybe a very slow cool down. So yeah, no precipitation, sunny skies. So what can I tell you? Meteorologists should go on vacation like everybody else.
All right, or at least get out to a park or enjoy your yard if you have one. So what about this big onshore push that we had on Tuesday? Lots of trees down and things. What happened there?
Well, Tuesday was really an amazing day. We had a very, very strong onshore marine push, a surge of marine air coming in on western Washington that produced very strong winds in the Strait of Juan de Fuca and on exposed locations in the Cascades and a few other places. Now, this is the big weather feature of the warm season of the year. We get offshore flow, high pressure. We tend to have warm temperatures, temperatures getting, you know, into the 70s, 80s, even occasionally into the 90s. But then an upper-level trough comes in and messes the whole thing up. Marine air starts surging inland. And when it does, temperatures can drop 15, 20 degrees or more as the cool air that was over the Pacific Ocean, which is only about 50 degrees, pushes into western Washington. And that happened on Tuesday. But the Tuesday one was particularly amazing, because it was the strongest onshore push we've seen in years. In the Strait of Juan de Fuca, winds gusted to 50 to 60 miles per hour. In fact, at Smith Island, it gusted to 67 miles per hour. Some places in the Cascades got to 70 to 80 miles per hour.
Wow, that is really windy now. That is not just something that you go out in your dinghy and sail around in, right?
No, I mean, that's real wind. And some of the wind got over the Cascades, descended down into places like Ellensburg and Leavenworth. And of course, you know, that pushed a fire to explode near Leavenworth, and people had to evacuate. What I found really amazing was the number of power outages. Normally, we don't get many power outages with an onshore push of marine air, but we had over 10,000 customers losing power, like Anacortes went black. Ferries were canceled, like the Guaymas Island ferry that goes back and forth to Anacortes. So it really was startling for an onshore push of marine air. They're normal, but this was a particularly severe one.
Cliff, is there any reason, any way of knowing why this is happening at this time?
Well, I think the question is why it was so strong. We always get onshore pushes as we get into May. In fact, May is the number one month for onshore pushes. But this one was particularly strong. And I really can't answer that. We had quite warm air over us. That helped. We had a very strong trough coming out of the northwest. That probably helped. This upper-level disturbance was particularly vigorous for this time of the year. That probably helped. But I really can't tell you why this one was so unusual. But in any case, the winds knocked down trees, knocked out power, and it's a reminder that even during the summer, we can still get some pretty active weather events.
Wait, it's not summer yet, though. It's spring, right?
Well, I call it the warm season of the year. And it's funny that, in fact, one interesting thing is our biggest one-day temperature drops are not during the winter. People think during the winter when we have strong storms and cold air, that's when we have the big temperature changes. It's not. It's during the spring and early summer as we get these strong onshore pushes and the switch between offshore warm air and incoming cold air from off the ocean. That's when we get the big temperature drops around here, not during the middle of the winter.
Thanks, Cliff, and we'll keep an eye on those long-term trends to get a long-term answer. He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we look to the skies.
Boing, boing, 707, going, going, skywardly, heavenly, higher than bluebirds fly.
88.5 KNKX.
Why then, oh, why can't I?
On knkx.org and NPR One.